This is JIS News. Coming up, NHT rolls out mobile service to rural Jamaica. ISCF merger will provide greater opportunities for members and greater emphasis to be placed on community policing. Details after the break. Stay with us.
St. Elizabeth, Manchester, Clarendon. The Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, in collaboration with Global Water Partnership Caribbean, wants to hear your views on the draft water sector policy and implementation plan. Come participate in a public consultation Wednesday, April 23 at Manchester High School, starting at 4 p.m. The draft policy is available on the Ministry's website at mwh.gov.jm, at its Documentation Center, 25 Dominica Drive, Kingston, or from parish libraries and regional post offices.
Now the news. The National Housing Trust, the NHT, has rolled out its first ever mobile service targeting Jamaicans living in rural areas. Dubbed NHT on Wheels, the program currently targets rural sections of Clarendon, Manchester, Trelawney and St. Elizabeth. Speaking at the recent launch at the Mile Gully Community Centre in Manchester, Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller said the program will ensure that all Jamaicans are afforded the opportunity to benefit from the wide range of products offered by the Trust.
We value our rural communities and recognize that we must take special measures to make rural life attractive in order to preserve the value that they bring to national life.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller says her administration is committed to making the services of the government available and accessible to every Jamaican citizen. Commandant of the Island Special Constabulary Force, the ISCF, James Golding, says the merger of the ISCF and the Jamaica Constabulary Force, the JCF, will provide greater opportunities for members of both agencies. Commandant Golding says provisions will be made to protect service tenure, pension benefits, and seniority in service and rank.
I'm on record, and the commissioner himself is on record to say, where vacancies exist in the ISCF, we'll try to fill as many of those vacancies before the transition takes place.
Okay.
In regards to welfare issues, I have kept the rank and file association, and I should say the officers association is fully on board.
Oh yes.
So I've kept them in the loop. The welfare issues will be guaranteed. Mm-hmm. They have issues over casual mileage.
Mm-hmm.
I have told them, and the commissioner has agreed with me, that where casual posts are held, that when members are transferred to a division, they take the casual post with them.
Commandant Golding was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. The National Security Ministry has advised that following the transfer of members of the ISCF to the JCF, sections of the Constables Special Act will be repealed. Minister of National Security Peter Bunting says greater emphasis will be placed on community policing with the implementation of the Citizen Security and Justice Program CSJP3 this fiscal year. Minister Bunting says a third of the program, or $12 million, will go towards providing community-level justice mechanisms such as legal aid, mediation, restorative justice, and dispute resolution. Victim and family support will also be provided under CSJP3.
We're putting a big emphasis on that because we recognize that one of the services, let me put that in quotation marks, that the Dons have so-called provided in certain communities have been dispensing justice, and we want to fill that vacuum.
Minister Bunting was speaking at a special lecture at the Jamaica Theological Seminary in St. Andrew recently. The lecture was delivered under the theme, The Underpinning of Crime in Jamaica from Quant to Cartel, The Need for Divine Intervention. The minister adds that efforts are underway to shift community policing from the Citizen Safety and Security branch to make it the mainstream of policing operations. And over 100 delegates from 40 countries are expected to participate in the 45th Annual International Sugar Organization ISO Council Conference scheduled for Montego Bay, St. James. The three-day conference will run from May 27 to 29 and is being held in the Caribbean for the first time. Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Roger Clark says developments related to export markets for sugar in the post-2017 period are among the issues expected to be discussed during the session. There are also plans to have participants tour at least two of the country's sugar factories. The International Sugar Organization, the ISO, is an intergovernmental body established by the International Sugar Agreement of 1968 as the body responsible for administering the agreement. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.